SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A major East Coast interstate bridge that carried more than 11 million vehicles per year is no more. Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed into the Patapsco River overnight after a support pier was hit by a massive container ship. Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace says a number of vehicles plunged into the chilly waters almost 200 feet below. Search and rescue operations soon began, and so far, two people have been rescued.
One individual refused service and refused transport. Essentially, that person was not injured. However, there was another individual that's been transported to a local trauma center that is in very serious condition.
The chief says they may be looking for upwards of seven people, although that number is subject to change. An investigation is underway to determine what caused the collision as the ship was exiting the port of Baltimore. Maryland's governor has declared a state of emergency, and Baltimore's mayor, Brandon Scott, says there will be ample time to discuss plans for a replacement span. But right now, he says the focus is on search and rescue. Also at SRNNews.com, no get-out-of-jail card for American journalist Evan Gerskovich. Accused of spying, he'll remain in a Russian prison at least through the end of June.
The 32-year-old U.S. citizen was arrested in late March 2023 while on a reporting trip and has spent nearly a year behind bars. Gerskovich and his employer have denied any allegations, and the U.S. government has declared him to be wrongfully detained. His arrest has rattled journalists in Russia, where authorities have not detailed what, if any, evidence they have to support the charges. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Arguments later this morning before the Supreme Court, a case focusing on the availability of the abortion drug mifepristone. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are up 76 points. This is SRN News. A New Hampshire man is indicted for killing an unborn child.
38-year-old William Kelly is accused of murdering his pregnant girlfriend and her baby under the state's new fetal homicide law. The measure essentially counts any unborn child past 20 weeks of pregnancy as an individual. And this case represents the first time it has been used by a grand jury in an indictment. Under the new statute, Kelly could face life in prison on each of two second-degree murder charges. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Idaho have passed a bill that bans the use of any public funds for sex change operations or other so-called transgender care. The measure would affect state employees using health insurance through their work and adults covered by Medicaid. The American Civil Liberties Union and transgender activist groups are threatening a lawsuit. A growing number of states have passed or are considering similar legislation as voters speak out against the use of tax dollars to fund the transgender lifestyle. This is SRN News. Baseball's biggest star denies wrongdoing in a sports betting scandal involving his former interpreter.
Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani says he never bet on sports, and interpreter Ipe Mizuhara stole money from him and told lies. Ohtani spoke through a team interpreter.
I never bet on baseball or any other sports, or never have asked somebody to do it on my behalf, and I have never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports.
Ohtani held a news conference at Dodger Stadium 5 days after Mizuhara was fired by the Dodgers following reports from the Los Angeles Times and ESPN about his alleged ties to an illegal bookmaker and debts well over $1 million. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. planning to announce his running mate today as he races to secure a place on the ballot for his independent campaign for the White House. More details at SRNNews.com.